just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Yes, it's another hour of the Flip Side. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. Our web address, republictradinggroup.com. Updated each day at ODOC100, which is the reason why the host is trying to revamp the new-look Republic Trading Group website, so I don't have to get up so early in the morning. It'll be all automated, but it'll still have the personal touch. Anyway, that's what is coming down the pike for the website. Quick check of what went on in the financial markets today. Oh, boys on Wall Street were giddy about Alcoa reporting better than expected profits. Yes, we are once again dealing with earnings reports. Dow closed up 25 points at 12,442. NASDAQ up 15 at 2,459. Now, some people will say maybe the Dow went up because the House passed a minimum wage increase. That should make everybody happy now that the government dictates what private business should pay its employees. On the metals front, gold closed down $1.10, ended in New York at $6.1340, silver of 14 cents at $12.44. Platinum, big winner today, up $18, no particular news, at $1,150. Palladium of $4 at $3.31, currently in Asian trading. Gold off $1.10 at $4.1230, silver off 2 cents at $12.42, a little profit taken in platinum of $5 at $1,144, palladium reversing the trend up a buck at $3.32. Crude oil getting cheaper, gas prices at the pump getting more expensive, still can't figure that one out. Even Bob Chapman said, well, you know, it takes a while for higher prices to feed down the pipeline. Yeah, well, doesn't explain it. Crude oil down 52 cents at $53.50 a barrel. Don't forget that T. Boone Pickens made a prediction not that long ago. He says you have a better chance of seeing $70 oil than $50 oil. Well, like me, T. Boone Pickens may have to eat a little crow in $3.50 from now. U.S. dollar, just hanging in there today, close to 84.85. We'll give you the wrap-up of the metals and other news when we return.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Advice for the President of the United States in an hour to give, his explanation of what he's going to do in Iraq. Oh, yeah. Don't pay the ferryman. Quick check on the action in the gold market today from a number of sources, including CBS Market Watch, who had this to say. Gold's ability to hold above $600 over the past couple of days has improved the metal's technical outlook, with the metal now in the process of establishing a base at 605, as according to James Moore. But despite the weakness, gold looks safer today than it has looked for the past several days, said Dennis Gottman. He said this in his Gottman letter. The fact that spot prices fell to 605 on Tuesday but then held firm and rallied back to the 616 level made it look as if the selling was done and perhaps overdone. If spot gold can hold at or near the 610-612 level for several more hours, even perhaps a day or two, we'll be far more certain that the lows have been seen, that the liquidation has run its course, and that the worst is behind us. Unlike the president, you can take a statement like that to the bank. According to Reuters today, the dollar jumped after data showed that the U.S. trade gap shrank more than expected, and as oil kept sliding. The balance of trade was marginally better, which made the dollar work higher, putting a little pressure on the gold, said James Quinn, commodities commentator at A.G. Edwards. We failed overnight at the 615 area, yet there was buying seen at between 60850 and 609, so I'd be inclined to look for a tight range at around these levels in gold. I don't see any long-term action from either side of the market, said a floor trader who wanted to remain anonymous, and went on to add, looks like people are still maintaining their long-term positions. I don't see any panic as such. We rallied yesterday on some fund buying. I think we're just correcting a little bit, said another unnamed COMEX trader. According to Bloomberg News, they repeated this sentiment by saying that once the trade numbers came out, it put some renewed pressure on the currencies against the dollar, according to Stephen Platt, commodity analyst at Archer Financial Services. He went on to add that that put some liquidation pressure on the gold market. Barring a further strengthening of the dollar, gold is well supported by physical demand. This according to John Reed of UBS, which is an analyst in London. He wasn't finished there. He went on to add that a smaller trade gap might help fuel U.S. economic growth, reduce the chances that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates anytime soon. As you know, the Fed has kept rates unchanged at 5.25% since June after two consecutive years of increases. Higher rates also make holding gold less attractive because the metal has no fixed returns, unlike government bonds. Diversify from the dollar was the call. Rates are going to be stable, according to Platt. I don't expect them to be much lower or raised anytime quick. There's certainly still a desire to diversify away from the dollar, and I'm currently long gold as of yesterday. He went on to add that gold will reach $625 an ounce in 1 month, $650 in 3 months, and then went on to add we could see $660 in a month and $690 in 3 months. Barring a further strengthening of the dollar, gold is well supported by physical demand. That's the bugaboo, my friends, physical demand. This is what a lot of people don't understand. I got into a conversation with a guy a couple of weeks ago who said that the government was holding back a large supply of gold they discovered somewhere in America. And as a matter of fact, there's so much gold that could wash the world in gold. We'd be standing in 3 feet of gold. Gold is in abundance. No, my friends. Gold is not in abundance. Man has been searching for the noble metal since the beginning of time. He's still searching for it. It's not in abundance. It's the reason why they call it a rare metal. It takes a thousand times more effort to extract 1 ounce of gold than anything else. You've got to take a ton of ore, and you've got to crush it down to extract a measly 1 ounce of gold. Platinum is even more rarer. You've got to take 10 tons of ore to get 1 measly ounce of platinum. So, gold is in short supply when you look at the big scheme of things. And if you take what the World Gold Council says as gospel, that all the gold ever mined since the beginning of time is plus or minus 140,000 metric tons. That's not a lot of gold. It may sound like a lot of gold, but if you took all that gold and put it in little bricks It would stack up on a basketball court about 18 feet high. Now, private citizens don't own a big chunk of that gold. Two-thirds of that gold is held by governments, central banks, financial institutions, and very wealthy families. A mere fraction of that is available to you and I in the form of coins and the jewelry industry. If there was a run on gold, there is no way that you would be able to dispense half an ounce of gold to everybody that wanted it. It's just not there. It's not available. When the price of gold decides to finally let itself loose and rise to a level it should be based on the value of the U.S. dollar, premiums on gold coins are going to go through the roof. See, this is what a lot of folks don't understand. Premiums that are put on gold, everybody goes, well, if spot gold is $600 an ounce, why do I have to pay $635 for an ounce of gold? Well, the answer to that is the same reason why today, for instance, gasoline futures in New York are trading at $1.95 a gallon. Why don't you go to the gas station and ask the gas guy there in New York City, unleaded gasoline is trading at $1.95, why do I have to pay $2.49 from you? It's the same thing. It's a spot price. It just is a price indicator that the industry uses in order to set its price for its product. There's a premium you pay. Right now, the premium you pay over the spot price of gold, and some of you may think it's exorbitant, paying $30 over spot for a gold coin. If gold goes to $1,000, $1,500 an ounce, and people are finally starting to wake up and running down to their local coin store to buy an ounce of gold here and an ounce of gold there, pretty soon people are going to figure out that there's not a lot of gold available, especially the dealers. They know this. And you're going to see premiums increase. You could see premiums increase on the price of gold without the price of gold even moving. When gold hit $800 an ounce in 1980, you couldn't buy a one-ounce gold coin for $800. You could sell one for $800. You couldn't buy one. The premium on a one-ounce gold coin at $800 was $100. Walked into a coin store, price of gold was $800, your price on a one-ounce gold coin was $900. You had a choice. You could either plunk down the $900 and leave with an ounce of gold, or you could leave with nothing in your pocket except Federal Reserve notes. Be aware, price of gold does not reflect supply and demand, true supply and demand. That is why it's a rare metal. That's why you need to back the truck up and load up on this stuff. Anyway, we'll take a short break. Be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends, on this, what's today? Well, if I'm on the air, it must be Wednesday. George Bush, just a half an hour away from giving his speech, talking about his plan for Iraq. This is kind of like the plan for peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I always remember commenting in the 90s, here we go, peace plan number 5,555, and still no peace in the Middle East. What plan is this for Iraq now? This must be at least the fifth or sixth, seventh or eighth plan they had for solving the crisis in Iraq. The president's, well, seems likely after listening to all the talking heads today, his proposal is to send 20,000 troops and spend $6.5 billion, or $6,500 million to give a greater perspective. Is this going to help anything? I don't think so. The situation in Iraq is chaos. It will be chaos if America stays. It'll be chaos if America leaves. Good reason to leave. And maybe save a couple of 19-year-old kids from getting their heads blown off. By the way, I have a story posted on Republic Trading Group today that illustrates, by and large, who is serving in Iraq. America's youth is serving in Iraq, as we know. But where do they come from? Well, according to an article that appeared in the Financial Times, of all places, it says, by and large, most of the casualties we see coming out of Iraq are from service people who live in small-town America. It says, what is often missing from America's increasing recriminatory debate over Iraq is how isolated and are the communities that bear most of the human cost. The Pentagon does not disclose the socioeconomic background of the 25,000 U.S. soldiers who have been killed or wounded in Iraq, but a breakdown of their ethnicity and states of origin shows they are overwhelmingly white and from small towns in the interior states of Mid-America and the South. For example, the ratio of killed to the state's population is 221% for South Dakota, 178% for Nebraska, 163% for Louisiana. In contrast, the District of Columbia, otherwise known as the District of Criminals, which is home to Washington, the U.S. Capitol, it has a ratio of just 52%, while Connecticut is 66%, and New Jersey, where the smells come from, 60%. Charles Moskass, a military sociologist at Northwestern University, says the divorce between the social origins of most U.S. Army personnel and the character of the population as a whole is greater than ever. When he attended Princeton as a student in the late 1950s, 400 of his class of 750 had served in uniform. Last year, only 9. Of Princeton's class of 1,100 had been in the armed services, he said. This is a reason why, I mean, think about it. If 70%, and this is polls, I don't pay too much attention to polls, they're always wrong anyway, but they say 70% of the population is opposed to the war in Iraq. Well, if 70% of the population is opposed to the war in Iraq, you can just imagine if 70% of the population was actually feeling the effects of what war is about. This has always been my rub against nations going to war, irrespective of who it is. It is the emotional cost, which you cannot even evaluate the emotional cost on the youth of a country that is sent to war. It's devastating. It not only devastates the kid that's going, if he survives or comes back with a missing arm or leg or whatever the case may be, his life has changed forever. If he comes back whole, he will suffer serious mental problems in the years to come, which ultimately affect everybody that knows him. It has a huge cost. And it's unfortunate that politicians, especially the President of the United States, has no concept of this, has no concept of the real cost of war. I mean, we throw out figures, we're going to spend another $6.5 billion. How much have we spent on this war already? $100 billion, some people estimate. I submit to you, it's gone in excess of $1 trillion. And we'll just hear more platitudes tonight, I'm sure, about it is America's mission to spread democracy worldwide to make America a safer place for us all. Safer place for us all as the president reads out mail? Anyway, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Welcome back, my friends. You don't have to be afraid of the pollywogs out there, although the president will be talking about keeping you safe from the pollywogs tonight. Be very, very fearful of the pollywogs. It's sad, actually. It's sad. You know, the only way the president, in my eyes, would have any redemption this evening, if he actually broke down and wept heavily. He should weep heavily. He's got 3,000 kids dead because of his failed policies. I mean, it's like a number. People just, it's 3,000 dead. It's just an asterisk. It's just a comma in life, according to Tony Snow, who said that. 3,000 dead means that there's probably 15,000 people that have been seriously affected by those 3,000 dead. Want to take 25,000 severely wounded 19-year-old kids, half of them without brains, half of them without legs or arms, and the people associated? It's a big number. It's a huge number. Yeah. When old men send young men to die for a political cause, the president should be apologetic tonight, admit failure, try and pull the Kennedy theory out of the fire, say how sorry he was, and admit that seeking democracy in the Middle East is a failure, and besides the fact he could always blame it on the Jewish lobby. Just for your... The Democrats are also carrying the heavy water, if you will, for the Jewish lobby. And this recent talk by Nancy Pelosi of having a more ethical administration has fallen flat before it's ever begun. You see, this is what's amazing about politicians. When they say to me they are going to have the most ethical administration in the history of America, I don't just hold them to the high bar of ethics because they've announced it. Not that I'm better than them, but they announced it. I actually set the bar even higher than that, because if they are going to prove that they're ethical, they've got to go far and beyond the bar of ethics in order to prove to the people that they are ethical. Well, I guess they've been in power for 48 hours, and this is as far as their ethics go. A major loophole in the Democrats' recently unveiled ethics package will allow nonprofit arms of controversial lobbying organizations to fund travel, excursion for members of Congress. Though tasked with authoring the legislation, Rules Committee Chair Louise Slaughter said she disagreed with the exemption in an exclusive interview. I wouldn't have done it straight out, Slaughter said, noting that the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee and the Aspen Institute are exempt from many of the harshest restrictions. Slaughter didn't say who, if anyone, had pushed for the exemption, as chair of the New York Democrat was responsible for pulling together the ethics reform package, which was hammered out between members of the Democratic caucus. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has declined to comment. Washington Ethics Watchdog Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a nonprofit that has loudly decried Republican ethics scandals and enforcement, also declined to comment. We know about the Israeli lobby. What about the Aspen Institute, which does not technically employ lobbyists, describes itself as an organization that runs seminars, policy programs, conferences, and leadership development initiatives intended to promote nonpartisan inquiry and an appreciation of timeless values. I know a little bit about the Aspen Institute. They meet regularly up in Vail. They are the who's who of the Illuminati. They're the who's who of the Council on Foreign Relations. They have such high-profile fellows, which include Dick Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, Paul Wolfowitz, Al Gore, Madeleine Albright, to name but a few. Even some noted New York Times reporters are members, such as Judith Miller. Yes, a reporter from the New York Times who sold America on going to war with Iraq. And Dick Cheney quoted the New York Times all the time. That's what people bought. And look, if the New York Times is saying it, must be true. After all, it is the liberal gray lady. So, so much for ethics reform. Gone out of the window. Oh, by the way, caught this little story out of New York City. On Sunday, the New York Times ran a story about two 20-year-olds and an 18-year-old who were arrested for stealing statues of baby Jesus from a nativity scene over the past 2 years. They hit the New York suburban communities several times in 2005 and 2006. The police said they will not charge them with committing hate crimes. Each has been charged with 14 counts of petty larceny. So you say to yourself, Robbie, but that's not a hate crime. They were just stealing baby Jesus. But also on Sunday, WNBC reported that a 20-year-old was arrested for kicking a menorah in the New York suburban community of St. James. He has been charged with a hate crime and could face 7 years in prison. He's been charged with a felony. So let me get this right. You can go on a systematic rampage over many years stealing baby Jesuses from nativity scenes, and nobody wants to charge you with a hate crime, but kick a menorah? Oh, now you've gone too far. Oh, yes. I'm sure Ted Pike knows all about this one. The House has now passed anti-terrorism legislation. Yes, our good friends, the Democrats. Well, the insanity continues. Just it's the left-wing variety of insanity. The new terrorism legislation that has been passed directs Homeland Security to establish a system for inspecting all cargo carried on passenger aircraft over the next 3 years. It also requires scanning of all containers bound for the United States. Using the best available technology, large ports would be given 3 years to comply, smaller ports 5 years. While much of the debate revolved around provisions dealing with cargo, the bill also requires the government to take the risk of terror attacks into greater account when distributing Homeland Security grants to the 50 states. This is key, my friends. Free money on the table for states who want to fight terrorism. What happens if they decide to fight domestic terrorism? What would those funds be used for? The measure passed would also centralize the government's efforts at preventing nuclear weapons from falling into the hands of terrorists and would take steps to disrupt the black market for nuclear material. No, isn't that special? Now, if this wasn't so serious, it would be actually quite laughable. Because as I've pointed out many times before, for over a decade, America has spent billions and billions of dollars trying to stop the inflow of cocaine into the United States. Well, we know how successful they have been at that. If the government cannot stop cocaine getting into America, how do you expect? With tears in my eyes, I beg you, please tell me, how are they going to expect every single bag that gets on an aircraft? How are they going to expect every single container that goes through a port? Now, they're forcing people to comply with this law. This is what this terror legislation is all about. What do you think? You see, they don't even think of the unintended consequences of their actions. First of all, if this is implemented, let me tell you something. The backlog in harbors and ports will be mind-boggling of epic proportion. As a matter of fact, shippers would actually prefer to offload their cargo in Mexico or Canada and let the truckers deal with the hassle. This is an enormous cost to business. Now, government always passes the cost on to business. You think these costs aren't going to be passed on somewhere down the line? Well, you know what rolls downhill, and you know sitting at the bottom of the hill, you and me, we're going to catch all this stuff. The war on terror is so phony. Just show me one government program that has actually worked. Just one. Not asking for much. Show me one government department that's been established that actually achieved its objective in helping the people. If one has to look analytically at every single government agency, it's just a mind boggle of bureaucracy and waste and people justifying their positions. And in order to justify their positions, which don't have any justification being there in the first place, they will set up private citizens in order to prove that they are needed. That's nuts. I mean, these guys are going to go around looking for terrorists. They ain't going to find any terrorists. Then they start setting people up, like the guy that they just sentenced a guy 30 years in jail. Allegedly, he was planning to blow up the Holland Tunnel. Huh? This is no different than the case that happened a few years ago here in the Valley of the Sun when the country was beside itself with domestic terrorism. There was a domestic terrorist everywhere. Yes, it was the militia. Oh, no, it's the Vipers. Yes, we discovered the Vipers in Arizona. It's a biker gang. They call themselves the Vipers. They used to get on their hogs, drive into the desert, and blow up cactus. That's what they did for fun. And they sent this government informant, worked for the Bureau of Land Management, to join the club. This guy joined the club and then encouraged them to go into the desert and blow up stuff. He set them up. Then he reported back. Oh, it was a big fanfare. Janet Reno came out. Everybody was out about. Well, even Clinton, we disrupted a domestic terrorist organization. And these are guys, 40, 50-year-old guys driving hogs around. Half of them are now in prison. They have been there for who knows how long. So, this is what you have when you have governments setting up these organizations. And the unfortunate repercussion to the people, to you, ultimately, you start seeing these guys going down left and right. Pretty soon, you stop talking about anything. You start watching who you associate with. You don't know who you're associating with. Let me tell you something. If some guy comes up to you and starts encouraging you to do something that you know is illegal, there's a good possibility the guy's a government plant. He's either a guy that got bust for something and promised that he would give them information on someone if they let him go. I mean, this goes on every single day. This is the insanity and the ultimate end of the... So you fight a war on terror, I tell you what happens. You lose a country. And look, I did it twice. How many more times do I have to see this before the bells start ringing? Everybody, oh, yeah, that's right. That's what usually happens. Well, I've seen it so many times, and it's exactly what's happening now. Democrats are even worse than the Republicans because they are the nurturers. They're the mothers. They want to make us safe from everything. It's like the argument, why are kids fat? All of a sudden, we got an obesity problem. Why do we have an obesity problem? Is it because maybe the liberal philosophy that was impregnated into the education system and in order to make Johnny safe, he wasn't allowed to run around on the playgrounds. They abandoned physical exercise programs. They abandoned various sports programs. Well, they couldn't have the boys because there was Title IX. They had to have the girls. They had to do this and then the next thing. And you got lawyers involved. They didn't want the little Johnny running around the playing field scraping his knee because they would get sued. Well, it's really easy to answer the obesity problem of why kids are fat, but nobody wants to hear the solution to the problem. Nobody wants to hear the cause of the problem. Well, if you can't address why kids are getting fat, you've got no hope in hell of ever addressing the terrorist situation, if there is one, which there isn't. But the president will make a big deal of it tonight. He'll once again try and illustrate that this is the polywogs that we got to defeat if we ever want to be safe. And how are we going to defeat? We're going to send 20,000 guys into Baghdad. You know what it is? It's cannon fodder. They're sending cannon fodder. They're sending targets for snipers. They don't want to tell you about this. Sniper activity in Baghdad is huge. They couch it with fancy words. A U.S. soldier today was injured in small arms fire. He wasn't injured in small arms fire. He was shot dead by a sniper. How do you think the grunts feel over there? I can tell you there more than likely is going to be a revolt in military ranks. I only experienced once in my lifetime of having my tour of duty extended, and it was only a month. We nearly went nuts. We almost shot a few people. Can you imagine these kids? I heard some kids that have just served 18 months have just been informed they're going back for another 18 months. And then wonder you hear these stories about these kids going a little nuts, shooting cops, or getting shot by cops. It's nuts. Anyway, final segment coming up. We'll wrap it all up in a nice, neat bow when we return.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday as we wait for the president coming up in about 5 minutes. Going to give his 20-minute speech on how to make us safer and solve the problem in Iraq. You know, maybe the president, I would have a little bit of faith if they could actually solve the crisis taking place in, say, New Orleans. Yeah, after all, it's just a little old New Orleans. How difficult could it be to stop the violence in New Orleans? Violence in New Orleans is so bad. Reagan announced today, starting today, they're going to have checkpoints. Don't get me started about checkpoints. They're going to have checkpoints that are going to begin operating between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. when about a third of the city's violent crime occurs. It will target drug and alcohol violations as well as motorist insurance. Is that what those checkpoints are all about? I thought it was supposed to be stopping terrorists. No, it's to find out whether or not you have insurance. Well, if they can't solve the problem in little old New Orleans, how do you expect them to solve a problem thousands of miles away? It's you know, it is about oil. There's no question about it. That's the reason we're there. That's why 3,000 19-year-old kids are dead. That's why there's going to be another black memorial wall erected in Washington, D.C. You would have thought people would have learned their lesson from standing in front of the Vietnam Memorial. As I said, the most amazing thing, it changed my life. Well, kind of changed my life. Well, it did, yeah. There's no question. Standing in front of that black granite wall, as you walk into it, and it just, it overwhelms you, the enormity of the names on the wall. And as you walk down, the names get higher and higher and higher, and you stand there and you look at 58,000 names of 19-year-old kids who died for what? Died for what? And we're doing it again? The same stupid mistakes? I don't know when it's going to get people's attention. Well, maybe if the death toll goes to, I don't know, maybe that's what triggers people's emotions. Why don't we treat politicians like we treat coaches of football teams? Heck, we don't give a coach a season, and he screws up, and he's out of there. As a matter of fact, not only is he out of there, his whole staff is out of there. His assistant coaches are all gone as well. We have absolutely no tolerance for a head coach who cannot win the big game. Done. But yet politicians, we give them years, sometimes decades, to get it right. Why do we have different standards? We test our athletes to see if they're taking drugs. They don't affect our lives. But why don't we test politicians and Supreme Court justices to find out if they're on psychotropic drugs? Because that's the only explanation I can make for some of the decisions they make in Washington, D.C. Anyway, my friends, stand by. Michael Collins Piper coming up tomorrow night. Jeffrey Bendit is sitting in the big chair, and I will see you Friday. Till then, see you bye.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.